You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Radio is yours.
XRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. Also on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. You can also find us streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. That is a new tune from Seattle psych surf trio Acapulco Lips. Fuzzy Sunshine is the way to say it. I guess I'm just too hot. That must be it. That's off their just released new album called Now, which is out now. You're listening to Backseat DJ Live. I'm David Schilling. I'm sitting in this first hour, the 4 to 5 hour for DJ Kiki and Music for Neighbors. And we'll be rolling into the second hour at 5 p.m. with Backseat DJ in the typical time slot. But so you kind of get a little hybrid system here for the first hour. But every Wednesday I play on Backseat DJ a variety mix of music from artists you know and love, as well as introduce you to some you don't know, new releases, sneak peeks, local artists, classics, B-sides, and interviews with artists, of which I have one for you today. So today I have 2 hours of great tunes lined up for you. Music from King Hannah, the Black Angels, Interpol, Soundgarden, a new one from British band Shame, And the interview is with Portland musicians Tony Hilsmeyer of Voo Voo, which is a new band, and Colin Hegna of Federale and the Brian Jonestown Massacre, and loads of more new tunes and loads of local tunes from Seattle and Portland, and I think I've got one or two up there from BC as well. And that all includes a block of tunes that are up for you next. Seems kind of off kilter here a second, because I didn't cue this next tune up for you yet, but now I have it. Portland band Family Worship Center, a tune called Snake Dance out of their 2023 album Kicked Out of the Garden. It's a good one. If you get the chance to see this band live, do it. They are amazing. Here's Snake Dance. then Plastic Cactus with a tune called Mum's the Word. That's off their debut release from 2017 called Pricks. In fact, that was an entire set of music from Portland bands. It was the middle song of the set was Portland band Hollow Sidewalks with a tune called Lost in Vegas, and that was a single from 2019.
Support for X-Ray comes from Beeline Urban Delivery. Beeline supports businesses with access to zero-emission delivery, warehousing, and advertising services. More at b-linepdx.com.
You're listening to Backseat DJ, sitting in for Music for Neighbors on X-Ray FM, Portland, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach. All right, I've got a set for you of all Seattle bands coming up next. It's kind of like a grunge era thing here, just this of three tunes. Kicking off with one of my favorites. They weren't as huge as everybody else. This was definitely their biggest album. Ellensburg, Washington's Screaming Trees. By the time they did this album, they were all living in Seattle, doing the Seattle grunge thing. Their sixth studio album, by far their best and biggest selling, Sweet Oblivion. It's a tune for you from that one. You've heard this one before, I'm sure. Nearly Lost You.
Like the one you knew before. 10 on your guitar, where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
one of the most amazing voices in rock and roll, in my opinion. That was Seattle band Soundgarden with the amazing Chris Cornell, Spoon Man, off of their fourth studio album, Super Unknown, from 1994. And the only time, I mean, I saw Soundgarden many times back in the old days when they were still playing the clubs and stuff in Seattle. And then Temple of the Dog, I got to see them on their only tour. They didn't tour at all until 2016. And that was incredible. Unfortunately, Chris was gone about 6 months after that. And yeah, that was very sad. But Temple of the Dog, if you don't know, it was just a special project that was a tribute band that some of the Seattle guys put together. Chris Cornell and basically Pearl Jam after that, minus Eddie Vedder, were in the band. So anyway, good stuff. Right before that, in the middle of the set, Seattle's Candlebox with a tune called Far Behind, and that was off their 1993 self-titled debut album. The band's still touring, releasing new music, and they were definitely one of the more obscure ones from back in the day there too. Anyway, stay tuned for an interview coming up next hour. That's with Portland artist Tony Hilsmeyer of the new band Vuvu and Colin Hegna of Federale and the Brian Jonestown Massacre. So that's a good one. There, had a good chat with these guys. All right. So up next, I'm going to switch it up a little bit here. I've got some brand new music for you from Brooklyn, New York band Native Sun. And that's with a U, S-U-N. They've got a new studio album coming out on September 19th called Concrete Language. Here's a single from that one for you. This one is called No. We'll be right back.
off by choice, trying to get a bit of science in a world of your noise.
Just heard Portland band Night Hike, There'd Be Days. That's a single which was released in May, just the past May. And Night Hike is the solo project from Portland artist and Cowboy Junkies guitar tech Christian Hurd, who, by the way, is a really, really sweet dude. In the middle of the set there, English post-punk band Shame with a new single called Quiet Life. That's from the band's forthcoming new album, Cutthroat, which is their fourth, that is releasing September 5th. You're listening to Backseat DJ, sitting in for Music for Neighbors today on X-Ray FM. Radio is yours. All right, we're really going to switch it up now. We're going to slow it down, quiet down a little bit, because you're probably getting too hot with all your dancing and head bobbing and all that stuff out in the heat with this loud music I've been playing. So we're going to quiet down a little bit, have Seattle artist C. Lemon, from a tune from her debut studio album, Diving for a Prize, which was released in June. And this tune has Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie on it. It's a really, really great tune. You're just about to hear it. It's called Crystals. That is Portland's psychedelic glam rocker, Aura Zorba, with a tune called Lighten Up, and that's off their 2020 album, The Sweets of Mars. Right before that, in the middle of the set, 5 a.m., and that one is from Portland dream rock artist Myriads. It's a single that was released in March. All right, stay tuned for an interview coming up really, really soon here with Portland artist Tony Hilsmeyer of the new band Vuvu and Colin Hegna of Federale and the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Meanwhile, I've got a tune for you from Seattle, formerly Venice, Italy, person Andrea Fox Volpato, which he used to be in a band called New Candies, if you haven't heard of them. And he has a new project called Painted Vein. They released their debut album just last November. It's called Dripping Only Black. And here's a tune from that, a really good one. This one's called Hey Man.